The village of Ain al-Tine is located in Latakia, one of the poorest provinces of Syria. The high level of male migration here has led to women becoming self-confident as independent economic actors. Here, two non-government women's organizations are implementing a project of international cooperation: IDOS, an Italian organization, and Firdos, a Syrian organization. Through this project, village women are being assisted in enhancing their business skills and other livelihood skills. In many developing countries, women generally work more than men, but they are mainly employed in the least paid and the most wearisome jobs, where they are exploited by bosses that are largely male. However, it has been widely acknowledged that in rural areas, small enterprises run by women are more efficient and more innovative than those run by men. This is because traditionally women are more motivated to reinvest profits in new income-generating activities, while men more often tend to drink up their earnings in fast consumption or burn them up in competitive power fights. So when women take more leadership in local development, we generally see greater prosperity for the whole community, with children and the elderly receiving the largest share of the benefits. By leveraging on the entrepreneurial capacities of women, it is possible to trigger a process of cultural transformation that allows more women to access skills in education and to become social decision makers. The good news is that more empowered women stimulate a virtuous circle of stronger and healthier families, which then sets the stage for more prosperous and peaceful communities. On the contrary, oppressing women will generate a vicious circle of weaker families that sets the stage for poorer and more violent societies. The spiral of violence and misery is the kind of bad news that is unfortunately setting the stage now in Syria and getting into news headlines across the world.